I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this message is brought to you by Bud Light Clamato Chelada. For those days when you wake up and just say, screw it. In fact, I just had one myself. Thank you for listening to this special Speaking of Strange report. First off, the most important part. Today is Tuesday, October the 11th, 2016, and you are invited to something pretty cool. And that's right, if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. You see, October is my busiest month of the year. It's been that way for about 25 years, not to mention the fact my birthday has always been on October 25th. So Halloween has always been quite a spectacle in my world. And every year, I get tons of invitations to do cool things and participate in kick-ass investigations. But here's the reality. Most of them are at private locations. The owners say, you can come and you can bring two assistants, but please don't publicize this. You know, don't talk about it after the fact because we don't want this place to become a circus. And I often take those invitations and I find some fascinating stuff, but it's frustrating that I can't share the experience with others and talk about it properly. Therefore, you can imagine how delighted I am when I get the opportunity to do an investigation of a place that is haunted as hell and public. And this October, I have the opportunity to not only investigate a very haunted place, but also hold a séance and look into what I feel may be one of the most weird and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal. But that's not all. For a long time, I have been itching to try out a brand new paranormal investigation instrument in the field. It's a strange thing I have cobbled together. I've taken something very old and turned it into something new in the realm of paranormal investigation. And again, this has never been used in the field before. So I've decided to have some fun with this and throw a kind of party, especially since we're getting close to Halloween. Basically, we're all going to get together for this evening. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to tell you what's up at this property. And then we're going to do an investigation and finally a séance to try to figure out who this spirit is that is primarily haunting the place. Here's the best part. If you want to come join me for this, here's the price. Zero. It's not going to cost you a dime. No catch, seriously, there is no cost. I just want to have a great group of people come together to give me their input on what the heck is haunting this place. It's an experiment, really. And the results are going to give me something really cool to talk about on the radio and to develop even better paranormal investigation equipment. So, consider this a personal invitation from me to you. Here's the info. Get ready to write this down. This is going to happen one time and one time only. It will occur on Wednesday, October the 19th, 2016, at 7 p.m. at a brand new European restaurant called Byrish House and Pub in West Asheville. Byrish is spelled B-Y-R-I-S-H. Now, when they started renovating the place, you know what I'm about to say, don't you? That's when the activity kicked in. But why does this happen? We're not sure. I will tell you this. They have delicious food. They have a full bar, a big dining room, a private meeting room, a big outdoor area that works, and I have reserved the entire property for this event. You can invite your friends. The more, the merrier. Come hang out with me, also Miss Shelley Wright, owner of Asheville's popular new magic and occult store called Nevermore Mystical Arts. She's going to be there assisting with the seance. This is one of those rare occasions when I get to do something with an open door policy, and it is a one-time affair. Now, why is this place so haunted? That's a good question. I have some ideas, but we don't know for sure why the employees are seeing objects flying around or shadowy forms sitting at the booths. And I have to warn you, some of the energy there might not be all good. In fact, I'm doing this preliminary research to figure out what's happening there so we might be able to help them remedy anything bad. Some of the employees are frightened. I'm just being honest here. So when you show up for this, anything could happen. I'm going to give you a presentation and tell you what we know right now, and then you are going to help me find out more information throughout the night. I can especially use your help if you are psychic or you're sensitive to these things, or if you yourself are a paranormal investigator and you can come and bring some of your own equipment and experience. And let me also make something clear. If you don't want to participate in an investigation or a seance, if that's just too freaky for you or it doesn't mesh with your beliefs, that's fine. You can still just be there to observe and watch and sort of see what happens. This is suitable for all ages. And, you know, basically, if you just want to show up and see how this goes down, you can eat, drink, have fun, and just be part of something that you will never forget and something that will really never happen again. So if you want to hang out with me and Shelley Wright and many of my friends and colleagues, it's free. Again, it's going to take place Wednesday, October 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at this new business in West Asheville called the Byrish House and Pub. They have a big parking lot. For directions to the place, go to byrish.com. That's spelled B-Y-R-I-S-H.com. You can also call them at 828-505-8707. You don't need to RSVP or anything like that. Just show up that night. Bring your friends along. Show up at 7 p.m. and prepare to hang out. You know, again, you can eat there, have a good time, whatever. We're going to be there for a few hours. So, again, for directions, the website, byrish.com, B-Y-R-I-S-H.com. Or you can call 828-505-8707. If you're in the Asheville area, this restaurant is located in the old Barbecue Inn building, which has been completely renovated, hence the activity. But that might give you an idea. It's at the top of the hill on Patton Avenue there, next to the Shell gas station. Byrish.com, B-Y-R-I-S-H.com. Now, on to what we will call segment two. This segment is brought to you by Carnival Cruise Lines. Where would you like to go? To the aquamarine waters of the Bahamas? To the rocky sweeping vistas of the U.S. Virgin Islands? The pyramids of Mexico? Or how about to the moon? It doesn't matter. Just buy a ticket. They'll take your money, but you'll probably never get there. You will see a lot of water, though. And yes, some of it looks like what Willy Wonka calls melted chocolate coming from your cabin faucet. I call it something else. Regardless, many thanks to Carnival Cruise Lines. So, this next segment is about my radio show, Speaking of Strange. You know, I've had the privilege of hosting Speaking of Strange, a show I created, for almost 14 years now, on News Radio 570 WWNC out of Asheville, North Carolina, and available worldwide via podcasting. And it has always been rated number one in its slot for the market. And whenever I travel around the country, I am warmly greeted by Speaking of Strange listeners. That said, I have a problem with the show. Over the past year alone, I have been from Canada to Mexico, California to Puerto Rico, Texas, Arizona, Philadelphia, Michigan, Louisiana, D.C., you name it, just zigzagging around the country. And I do this partly to promote things I'm working on, but also to do research in different places. I've grown so tired of flying that my wife and I just bought an RV to make traveling across land a little bit more enjoyable. Now, I'm fortunate that I get to travel like this and investigate so many weird things that I can tell you about. However, ironically, it makes doing a regular radio program very challenging. In fact, every single week, I turn down great opportunities to appear as a guest on another radio show so that I could host Speaking of Strange. But I like being a guest on other people's shows and continually speaking with people in new areas and spreading the word about what I do in new places and to new audiences. So when I started doing paranormal research and publishing about it 25 years ago, I was completely absorbed with research, the very thing that has allowed me to now publish over 20 books and appear on Nat Geo, Discovery, History Channel, Travel Channel, Animal Planet, Sci-Fi, you name it. My Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours and Mystery Museum is one of the top attractions in Asheville, visited by people from around the world each year. But my goal was not to become some kind of media mogul. My goal has always been the same thing it was back when I was 13 years old. My goal is to be a researcher and try to make some real headway in this most complicated field called the paranormal. This month, I'm going to be 40 years old, and it's time for me to start reorganizing my schedule to make sure that research is always first and foremost. I have so many experiments I've wanted to do for years that I still haven't done. And honestly, I think it's possible I may have the solutions to some of, dare I say, humankind's biggest problems, yet I haven't been able to properly test them out yet in the lab. So here's what I'm saying. Right now, I don't have the time to do a weekly radio program that is as extensive as Speaking of Strange has been over these past 13, 14 years. So this January of 2017, I'm going to have to sit down and reevaluate whether or not I can continue doing the show that way. But in the meantime, I will do two things. One, we will continue airing best ofs because we've got plenty of great shows from the past. And two, in the meantime, I will continue sending you these short audio presentations I call the Speaking of Strange Report. And to make sure you always get it, you just have to go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, and be sure that you're signed up for my free e-newsletter. It takes 2 seconds, you put your email address in there, you hit the enter button, you're done, and then you'll get these reports sent to you from me, as well as other reports on very interesting new experiments from time to time, and it's all spam-free. My next Speaking of Strange audio report is going to have some pretty damn cool info in it. You're going to like it, I promise. And fortunately for me, it's very simple to do these. I mean, I'm just sitting here at my computer, I put on my headset, I record this thing, and then I send it to you. It's very pure, very simple, so this is something that's a lot easier for me to do right now during these periods of time when I'm just slammed, basically. So I want you to understand something. You have no idea how much that I value you and love you for even paying attention to what I'm up to. Whether or not I've ever met you in person, we obviously have a connection. That's why you're listening to this. That's why I'm speaking to you. We're on the same wavelength. And even if you're thousands of miles away, we're obviously interested in the same stuff. So I'm going to keep sending you good material. It's just going to take me away from the studio a little bit more to get the good, authentic, real, gritty stuff that you're going to truly enjoy. If, however, you are in the Asheville, North Carolina area, I hope you will hang out with me and, again, Shelley Wright and all of our friends and colleagues on October the 19th at the Byrish House and Pub for the Investigation and Seance. BYRISH.com. And you know, and I tell you honestly, after all this hurricane business, I hope that you will also go to sunshinesimple.com and just take a look at the solar generators for the home there. I created the Sunshine Simple Company, and you can watch the video to see why I did that and why so many people love what is being produced by going to sunshinesimple.com. As always, if you go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for the free e-newsletter there, also check out the Gallery of the Strange. You'll find it continually updated with wild photos and videos that I think are credible of ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, psychic phenomena, all that kind of stuff, and it's all free. So, that said, thank you for listening to this, my friend, and I'll be sending you another report soon.